Thank you. I work with the kids all day long, so I know I get aggravated when I'm on the road and I see so many people going through red lights now. It's worse than it's ever been. And it has to be addressed, that's for sure. But the biggest problem I'm having is that it's not even one car going through. There's multiple cars going through a red light where in an intersection, they're going to be a bad accident. Especially, I mean, I've never been a light jumper. So just Thursday night, I was on Airport Road. I was the first car at the red light that was going to turn left to Commerce Drive. There was a Jeep behind me. A gentleman pulled up the third car. He actually passed on the left, which that means he was in the oncoming lane. He passed both of us, went through the red light to go to Commerce Drive. Now, if that light turned green, the arrow, I would have turned it, I mean, thank God I don't go the light jumper. But that's how an accident happened. I've never seen somebody pass on the left and pass multiple cars and go through a red light. But it's every day I see it getting worse. Now, the red light, that goes to municipal court, right? The fines?
Yes, these are all municipal court jurisdiction. Yes.
Right, right. Because I see a lot of municipal court stuff come in, but then we got the RITT tickets too. But and Airport Road is a nightmare for all stuff, speeding and everything else. But the red light, I mean, we have the cops can't be everywhere. And it seems like they're going through red lights everywhere. So it's just like, I don't even see like if anybody ever gets caught. Because, you know, every time I see them, multiple people are going through those red lights. And I was concerned with the same questions that other people, a lot of the questions I had has already been asked. But do you have a set goal that you know that the cameras cost this much money so we can get this many cameras? Are the cameras all one price or is there two different prices or that?
Okay, so let me go back to my data here. Okay, so this is for the school zones. It's a $50 citation, $7.80 processing fee. The net proceed is $42.20.
Yeah, I got that.
The camera for a speed zone monthly is $24.85. So the way I did this is I totaled the camera fee for the entire year, divided that by 180 school day calendar, because you can't do it 365 because they're not working 365.
I don't see the purpose of why it only has to happen during school time either. I mean, people are going to go through red lights and they're going to speed all year long. And that's more revenue we would be making if you just left them running and we could write tickets.
Yeah, the red lights are 24/7, 365. The speed zones were legislated only for school zones during school hours. They don't want to be disingenuous and have people getting a ticket at midnight on a Saturday night for a school zone area. So based on the company's 70% citizen payment rate, we need 4.25 violations per location per school day to break even.
Okay. I wrote that down here. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Sinapi.
I forget which councilperson asked as far as stats on reduction of accidents, but Turn to 10 reported a while back that Pawtucket saw a 20% decrease in accidents across the city since they implemented cameras, and in certain areas where the cameras were implemented, a reduction of 30% for motor vehicle accidents. Personally, most of the calls I get on the issue, people are highly in favor of the concept. Some people fervently so. I myself have, well, one time almost got straight up killed at on the intersection of Hardig Road in Centerville with me and my kid, as someone blazed through the right light 6 to 10 seconds after in a giant truck. And I was just thankfully too tired to accelerate right away when it went green, or I definitely would have been dead, and my kid might not have fared much better. But ever since then, him and I both take note regularly of all the times we watch people fly through that same light, and it's a blind turn, or it's a blind curve rather, for anyone coming out of Hardig. So you won't see him coming, but you're going to get hit. And I've seen at least one accident happen there too. So I can't be more in favor of the concept, especially if it's implemented fairly. And given that the state is very adamant about that being the case, and we saw what happened when it wasn't done correctly, and I think it was either East Providence, Providence or Pawtucket, I forget which, but that was taken care of, and I haven't seen it pop up again as a hot button issue along those lines, at least. People who aren't in favor usually aren't in favor for the same reason, either the privacy aspect or because they prefer not to get a ticket, and that's all well and good, but fully pointed out, the law is the law. You got to follow it. So those who don't wish to, their complaints fall on deaf ears, unfortunately. So definitely in favor of this, and the fact that it will likely bring in revenue is an added bonus on top of the safety feature. So looking forward to getting this passed.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from any council people? Councilman Lattiser has a request for additional time. Is there a motion for members of the council? A committee.
I make a motion to give him the 2 minutes to ask his final question.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Councilman Lattiser, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Major, I know that you said you didn't have an idea how many cameras were going to be involved, you know, with this process. How many cameras were assumed in the administration's revenue prediction of $1.3 million?
I believe Deputy Chief had come up with that figure based on 20 red light cameras and 10 school zone cameras. And I think that we'll have a lot more than that.
20 red and 20 school?
20 red light, 10 school zone cameras.
And 10 school zones, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, comments from members of the public, please, on PCR. And I blanked out, hold on. 55-24. Please introduce, identify your name. Thank you.
Michelle Comar, Ward 1. I have some friends in Pawtucket which have experienced their camera system, and the word's gotten out. If you want to beat the fine, you pay the court fee, go to court, you ask for the officer that witnessed you speeding, and if no one shows up, you're off the hook. And the word's gotten out. So I don't know how you rectify that, or if you're counting on that revenue, it'll soon be known that you can go to court. If no officer shows up, you don't have to pay the ticket. Have you had any experience in municipalities?
Major? With that?
The police department, we hold our officers accountable. There's no excuse for missing court. So if a motorist contest a violation, they get a subpoena or get a court notification from our prosecution division personnel to be there, and if they not, then we handle that internally. I can say with these cameras, since there's not an officer issuing the violation on scene, there's an officer on our end that reviews the site of the automated ticket, okay, the automated violation process. That's per the law. They have to review the footage of the vehicle going through a red light or speeding in a school zone, and they basically validate it and allow it to be processed and sent to the motorist. If that comes up, that person would then could be called to court, but less likely because they're not issuing it per se. They're reviewing it, not issuing it.
And if they are, there's a good chance they're working, and courts now held during daytime hours, so it's during their work time anyway. So there's definitely accountability with our officers showing up to court.
Well, if the system's different than Pawtucket, because people are getting off the hook because there's no officer witnessing the speeding. And I would think that is going to prove the same way in Warwick's Municipal Court.
Are you speaking of the automated program or just tickets in general?
Tickets in general, this automated
one. I can tell you there may be variation from department to department, but we hold ourselves to a high standard where we require our officers to be at court, and there are no excuses for not being there, and we handle that if there's any issue with that.
Well, I'm not sure if you can count on any value. I liked your math to beginning. Realistically, maybe this is how many tickets, violations will be issued, and maybe that revenue will be collected. But if people realize they can get off, if there's no witnessing officer, that word's going to get out just like it did in Pawtucket. But I thank you for your answer. My second point is there's a reason why people are speeding and going through red lights. I see it more and more in Warwick. And it's because we have more traffic and people are late for their appointments, or they didn't account for the jam up on a particular road. So what I'm going to ask this council to do, and this is long overdue from DOT, but we also have city signals as well, is to do a resolution to DOT and the DPW Police Department to optimize the timing of our traffic signals. I go through the intersection of Hoxie all the time. I can tell you the queuing, which is the backup to make a left-hand turn or right-hand turn onto one of the roads at that intersection, differs in the AM peak hours of traffic, and it differs in the PM. And we need a study. So I think to get to the root of the problem is let's optimize the timing of the traffic lights, both ask DOT and on local roads. And people will realize the traffic can operate a lot smoother if these signals are optimized that line up in a row, that you just keep traffic flowing. The majority of the major traffic turns and flow keeps going. So I hope the council will do a resolution to DOT and DPW and the police department to optimize timing of traffic signals. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Good evening.
Hi, Leah Hazelwood, Warwick resident. I'm on the Warwick School Committee. And I wanted to say that as a school committee member, I really support this measure because I travel to schools on a weekly basis, every day almost. I'm in a different school, and there is always speeding in those areas. We have as many police officers on the road as possible, but there's no way for them to be everywhere, getting everyone in these school zones. And I have to make a confession along with Councilman Foley. I was in East Providence, and I didn't know I was even in a school zone. But when I got that ticket, now I'm extra careful every time I drive in that area. And hopefully that will be the end result, that everybody's behavior will be changed. We'll have safer roads for our kids and our families. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's finish up with it. Are there any further comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Ann Sheridan, Chitty Glen Drive. Major, is this vendor the same vendor that's using any other service, any other provider in the city, the state, Pawtucket, Providence, or is this somebody different?
This is not one of the ones currently in use in Rhode Island.
So he'll be forewarned about the issue that we have with the multiple plates and the fact that you can have the same plate on a passenger car or commercial or whatever. So people end up getting tickets for their not vehicle because it's a wrong plate type that's matched to their name.
Yes, we take that into account. And again, the officer reviewing the citation, giving the final approval for the citation confirms the status of the plate and whether it's combination, commercial, passenger, so on and so forth.
motorcycles, there's apparently yes. there's a bunch of different plate types that all have the same numbering scheme. The next question I have is there a sliding scale on these tickets if they haven't been paid like in 90 days so that there's a large fee? I mean, I know if you used to get a traffic ticket, after 30 days it went up, 60 days, and after 90 days it was like tripled.
Speaking to East Providence, it's they've had better luck in trying to work out something with the motorists than to try to levy any penalties and collections and whatnot. Again, a lot of the time the registered owner, because it's the registered owner that is on the hook for the ticket, not necessarily the person that's driving the car during the time of the violation, they tend to encounter those people who may have been unaware of the tickets, and then they work with them to come to an agreement about payment.
I thoroughly agree with this process. I just think that we need more rather than less. I think we should start the city out with a huge slam. School district, we're going every school to start with, and then if it doesn't work, we can pull back. But I think if we're interested in the safety of the children and not just revenue, then picking one school over another one is really not in the best interest. On the other hand, I think that the hours in effect should be closer to the beginning and the ending of the day. I mean, to go down Love Lane at noon when Cedar Hill is closed, the kids are all in school, there's nobody running around except the one parent that's bringing in the kid because they were out the day. I don't think it would be quite fair. You know, and we've all been guilty. We've all done the, you know, I get caught at Bayview in the middle of the afternoon when who would ever think you're on that street at 2 o'clock and you're getting a parking ticket, a ticket before, or actually it was 1 o'clock. The other thing is we have school zone ticketing, speeding. We have red lights that are wonderful, but I think we need to have speeding, electronic speeding. I mean, I think Division Street, and maybe I guess I'm just don't complain to you about the right things, because Division Street would be a game changer. I mean, it would probably support the city's revenue with the speeding. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous, and certain hours of the day is even more interesting. I mean, if you go between 11 o'clock on a Friday and 3 o'clock in the morning, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, I mean, it's like a speedway. So if we could add one more set of tickets, some more electronic signs, I would be very happy to see speeding signs around the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheridan. I do appreciate you bringing up the license plate, as I have war veteran plates with four numbers on it, and I'm always getting charged an easy pass for a commercial plate with the same four numbers. So I do appreciate that comment. Are there any further comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion from this committee?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Next will be PCR 59-24, resolution relative to bids. The first item found on page one is the Warwick Police Department. Long time no see, Major. This is Class A body repair and painting. Major?
Major Sullivan for the Police Department. So this is bid 2025-046, Class A auto body repair and painting. The police department went out to bid for Class A auto body repair and painting. Bids were received from Affordable Auto Body of Warwick, West Warwick Auto Body of West Warwick, Tasca Collision of Christian. The police department recommends awarding the contract to all three vendors so as to keep a rotating list, as we have been doing in the past. The department is seeking spending authority in the amount of $65,000 from budget code 76-358 insurance proceeds and $35,000 from budget code 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance. This contract period would begin August 23rd, 2024 and expire August 22nd, 2025.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there any questions for members of the council? Are there any questions for members of the public for item number one, bid 2025-046? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
The next item will be bid 2025-059, DPW, purchase of one Chevy Silverado 3500 HD with a plow package. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to purchase one Chevy Silverado 3500 HD with a plow package from Liberty Chevrolet under state MPA 563 in the amount of $95,876.27.
Is there anything in particular we should know, or is this just part of our modernization of our fleet?
I apologize. This is approved under the ARPA funding, which is where the monies will be spent from. And yes, it will be in addition to our fleet that we have in the highway division.
And with the plow package, that means direct services to the city in case of any, whether it be during the summer for the city, but also it's adaptable to have the plow on it to be able to service our streets during snow in the winter months?
Yes.
Thank you. Questions for members of this committee? Sure. Questions from other councils that haven't been asked yet? Councilman Lattisor.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Did the department do any research to see if there were similar vehicles available at a lesser price, or did you just resign yourself to the fact that you were going to go with the MPA?
Well, it's difficult to get vehicles that suit our needs, built to our specification. So yes, we were able to secure one through the state MPA, and that is the route that we went.
So is that to mean that no one called around other dealers to get a price on this same type of vehicle?
Correct.
And you had informed us that initially we had approved a bid for two vehicles for $140,000, and at some point realized that you can't get, or you couldn't get, two vehicles for that monies. So what happened between the time you came to us for $140,000 for two to today at almost $96,000? In a relatively short period of time?
The additional, so we had made some modifications to our ARPA spending late 2022, early 2023. This particular purchase, we estimated based off a vehicle that was purchased, a similar vehicle that was purchased by the Water Division, that was approximately $67,000. We estimated that this vehicle would two vehicles would cost us $140,000 at that time. Now we're ready to purchase the vehicle, and the vehicle price was, for one, was $95,000. So rather than ask for additional ARPA funding above and beyond the $140,000 that we originally estimated, we are only requesting one vehicle for $95,000.
So that vehicle you used as a comparison, was that the pickup truck that we couldn't get before for $56,000?
No.
It wasn't. It was a different truck.
Correct.
Was it this type of truck?
No.
So the numbers that you, or the vehicle you used to come up with the basis of $140,000 for two wasn't a vehicle like this. It was something else.
I'm sorry. Can you say that last part again?
I say the basis that you used for coming up with a request for $140,000 for two vehicles was a different vehicle than what you're asking for now.
No, it was a similar vehicle, the one that we used to base the pricing off of.
So this vehicle went up in that period of time by over $30,000 from what you had originally gotten estimates from?
The vehicle that we used previously was a bid that was advertised by the city. This vehicle is on the state MPA for fiscal year 24. It doesn't expire until, I want to say, November of 26, I think. I'm sorry, January of 27. So there are incremental increases in the pricing that the vendors had to have submitted when they submitted their state bid. So yes, this is the price that we are requesting to pay for one vehicle under state MPA 563.
Are there any other vendors on the MPA list other than Liberty Chevrolet? And I'm asking because Liberty Chevrolet was also the one that we had to move, or you moved over to, for another almost $5,000 for that pickup truck, right? So is there any other vehicle on the, any other vendor on the MPA list that has, might not be a Chevy, but it could be a Ford, or it could be a Toyota, or whatever it is. Are there any other vehicles on an MPA list?
There are, yes, there are other vendors on the MPA list.
But yet you said earlier that no one from your department reached out to any of those vendors for a price on this vehicle either.
We didn't, because we were looking for a Chevrolet 3500 HD with a plow package.
Oh, because I thought you said earlier that you had not reached out to any other vendor.
We didn't. We reached out to Liberty Chevrolet because they were on the state MPA, which we are allowed to do under 5610 of this of the city charter. Or the code of ordinances.
Okay. Chairman, I'd like to request a PCR on this, please.
City Clerk, may I have a PCR?
Roger. It's okay.
You said 60-24, correct? Thank you.
Thank you.
For the record, piece, bid 2025-059 is now PCR 60-24. Per request, Councilman Lattiser. I have a quick follow-up question before I continue. If I understood this correctly, the councilman asked if you asked, Councilman, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please, for my clarification, you asked Director Moretti if the city reached out to any vendors outside the state MPA, reached out to any dealers outside the state agreed contract to see if they were cheaper vehicles, correct?
That was my first question.
That was your first question, and she said no, they did not. And then you you stated that no, you contacted Liberty because they are the Chevy dealership identified in the state MPA.
Yes, they are a Chevy dealer on the state MPA. That's correct.
Okay. So you, so when you answered that question, and again, this is clarification, I'm not setting anything up. When he asked you if you contacted any outside, you were taking it as, correct me if I'm wrong, you were taking it as outside of the authorized dealers of the MPA.
Well, the first question, I understood. No, we did not contact anybody else. The second question was, did we contact anyone else on the state MPA? And the answer to that is also no.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
That was my second question.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank you. Are there any other questions for members of the council? Are there any questions for members of the public? Any questions on members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 60-24?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy. Item number three is bid 2025-040, citywide street striping. That is found on page 8. I took my time. My understanding, Ms. Moretti, is that you have a request to amend?
Yes, I do. I would like to amend the dollar amount from $80,000 to $35,000. I made an error when I submitted the paperwork and included a funding source that is not for street striping. That was my mistake.
Thank you. So you are reducing this amount. You are reducing to 45,000. I mean, sorry, reducing from 80,000, reducing 45,000 to 35,000.
Yes.
Thank you very much. $35,000 is now the requested amount. So I will go ahead and continue. Oh, may I have a PCR for 2025-040? Thank you. We are now PCR 61-24. I will continue through with questioning from the council and the public. We will then move for favorable for the amendment and then move favorable as amended. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council?
Yeah.
I just realized I didn't give you an opportunity to speak. Do you mind if we just go to the questions, or do you want to make the statement?
Nope, not at all.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser, thank you.
Thank you. Christy, the striping that you're talking about, is this going to be a different quality product than what we have in the past? And the reason I'm asking this is there's been, over the past year, several crosswalks in my area that have been restriped but don't hold up. And it seems as though the traffic is just wearing these things out within, you know, 4 or 5 months.
This is not for crosswalk striping. We do that in-house. This bid is for the center double yellow line and the fog lines that you see on the main arteries, basically through the city.
It's for the what, please? I couldn't hear you.
The double yellow center lines.
Okay.
And the fog line.
I see.
The white line along the side. It's not for crosswalks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. Thank you. I just heard you say this is for the center lines.
Yes,
the this isn't
yellow.
The lines that where they park the car.
No.
Oh, because I was curious about the reduction, because I know I waited 2 years to get striping on Oakland Beach Avenue and was told that they ran out of paint and every other kind of excuse there was. But the crosswalks is not for that either.
No, the crosswalks and the parking spots that you're speaking of, we do in-house.
Okay.
We have a striping machine that does those.
All right. So it has nothing to do with this. All right. Then. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public on formal bid 2025-040, now PCR 61-24. Thank you. May I have a motion to amend the amount from 80,000 reduced 45,000, now the new amount of $35,000.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I have a motion to, as amended?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next is item number 4, bid 2025-041, DPW HVAC services for city-owned buildings. Mrs. Moretti.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works received 3 bids. We're recommending award to Phalanx Engineering in the amount of $80,000 for a 1-year period, August 30, 24 to August 29, 2025. And this is for HVAC services in all city buildings.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next will be item number 5, bid 2025-047. This is vehicle paint repair and painting for the Warwick Police Department. Major, I understand you would like to amend.
Yes, I think somewhere along the way we lost the second part of the second funding source, which is $35,000 additional out of code 3330.
Please, one step at a time. We want to amend it to include budget code number, please.
Yeah, so right now it's stands at 65,000 under budget code 76358. That's how you have it.
Yep.
What I'd like to do is add into that 35,000 from budget code 30-330, and that would raise the overall spending authority to 100,000.
So I'm going to repeat it just so we're all on the same page. You're requesting to amend to add in $35,000 to the bid from budget code 30-330 to increase the total amount of this bid to 100,000.
Yes.
Thank you, Major. Yes. I'm sorry, I was still writing. Give me 1 minute. All right, go ahead. What's City Clerk, ma'am, please have another PCR? Thank you. So may I have a motion on PCR 60-24 to amend?
What?
Questions?
Yes, no, we're going to do the thing to amend, and then we'll go ahead and go through. May I have a motion to amend to increase the bid to 100,000 and 35,000 from budget code 30330.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now discussion. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, why did you say you needed to increase it to 35,000 or by 35,000? Sorry.
So that's how it was originally drafted in my position letter that you should have in front of you, hopefully. So basically, that's how it was laid out, similar to the Class A auto body, which I previously presented. It's a 65-35 split, insurance proceeds and auto vehicle maintenance funds. That's how this one was originally done. I just think it didn't make it to the docket. So when I saw the docket today, that's it was only had the 65,000 portion on there. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, so I see that here. It says we request permission to expend up to 65,000, which proved to be allocated from department's budget code 76358. So my question is, should this be stating 65,000 comes out of code 76358 and 35,000 coming out of code 30-330?
That was the very next sentence.
But what I just understood from the major, and maybe I understood wrong, was that the whole 100,000 was coming out of
3330? No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Councilman, the major requested that 35,000 come from budget code 30-330 to make the total requested amount 100,000.
I get it.
Yes.
But on the package we have right here, it says code 3330, 65,000.
Which is?
That's what it says, 65,000.
Mr. Chairman.
Solicitor.
My understanding is the amendment that was made recognized that the addition would be tied specifically to code 30-330, which I believe is the councilman's question.
Say that again.
Please say again, Solicitor.
The amendment that was made is adding $35,000 specifically drawn from 30-330 so that what I understand is it's not 100,000 from one account. It was one amendment that added $35,000 and it took it from that other account. So it'll be denoted when the sub A comes through the system.
So is the sub A going to show the 65,000 coming out of budget code 76358? Because that's not what I'm understanding right now.
So I can clarify if you wish.
So again, I'm just going to, for clarification, the very bottom paragraph.
Yep.
Just bear with me. We request permission to expend up to $65,000, which if approved would be allocated from the department's budget code 76-358 insurance proceeds. Also, an additional $35,000, if approved, would be allocated from the department's budget code 30-330 auto and vehicle maintenance. And thus, the contract would period would be from August 23rd of 2024 to August 22nd of 2025. The current contract expires August 20. On our document here, it identifies just as 65. So that's why the major is here to clarify the clerical error and get the correct for a total bid amount of 100,000.
I get it. And I'm going to go to what you just said.
Yes.
In my opinion, this should be reading 65,000 comes from budget code 76358 and 35,000 coming from budget code 30-330 for a total of 100,000.
So you want, it says it, it just doesn't say for a total of.
No, but Chairman, if this is approved right now, what you're saying is the whole 100,000 is coming out of budget code 330, and it's not. 65,000 is coming out of budget code 76358, and 35,000 is coming out of budget code 3030.
Councilman, for clarification, with my, I have it right here, to amend the bid to add 35,000 from budget code 30-30 for a total amount of $100,000. That's
may,
what I have.
May
Mr.
I
Chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please.
Councilman, if I can.
Solicitor.
Councilman Lattiser is looking at the actual bid document that says the code and $65,000. What he's asking for is in the PCR that we will see that follows for this update to recognize that the 3330 is being used for what was amended and that the noted account of 76358 be updated on the original sheet. I think Major, are you in concurrence?
Yes,
so Director.
Two funding amounts coming, each coming from a separate funding source. The way the docket is displayed has one funding amount coming from, and it lists the incorrect, they're backwards, if that makes sense.
Thank you. So what the councilman's saying after much discussion, I think you, so the councilman is looking at the, cover letter, if you will, the cover paper, where it says the bid advertised date, the bid opening date. He's looking at that page, which would be page 12 on the bid package, Major. It says code 330, and then across from it, it says 65,000. So the councilman is looking at that, which is what we're clearing up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add to the amendment to clarify that what you're basically what your paper says. So I'm just
My to make it easiest, my position letter, the last paragraph or next to last paragraph is the accurate version.
Yeah. That's what we were saying is that yeah, go right ahead. Major, the councilman's going to come up.
Without objection by the council Solicitor. Members. Without objection by the council members, when this is a recommendation to the full council, we can make clear that the wording is accurate, that this will be split in the manner that was on record here and proceed forward. There is a discrepancy between the recommendation letter and the underlying bid, and we can have that clarified before the full council, whereby the 65,000 is designated from 76358 and the 35,000 is designated from 30-330.
Thank you. Any questions from the comments of the solicitor? We're clear. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there questions on PCR 62-24 from members of the public? May I have a motion as amended?
Move favorable action as amended.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
We are now at the part of the bid package where I will call on members of the committee, members of the council, and members of the public if they have any items that they would like to discuss from the bid package. I'll give everyone a moment.
Thank you.
I am. Are there any item from the bid package to members of the council? Councilman Sinapi.
I have to abstain from one, the Griggs and Brown. So I need it pulled.
Do you have the number on that?
Yeah, it's, let's see. 2025-044.
Number okay, 16. Thank you. That is item number 16. He's going to abstain.
Or recuse, I should say, sorry.
When we get to that. Thank you, Councilman. Is there no further? When we get to it, we will. Yes. Thank you. Councilman Lattisaur.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Item number 8, found on page 24. That's 2024-370.
Yes, sir.
Item number 9, 2023-171, found on page 28.
Yes, sir.
Item number 15, 2025, found on page 67.
Yes.
And item number 21, found 2024-451, found on page 95.
Thank you, Councilman.
Welcome.
Any other items that members of the council would like to discuss? Are there any items on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. We'll go in order as they were called. So the first item will be item number 8. That is bid 2024-370.
Councilman Howe.
Council President.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
As we're approaching the start of the 7 o'clock meeting and there are multiple items left for discussion, we do need to refer out business on a public hearing. So it would be, if the council would indulge, it would probably be timely for the Public Properties Committee to come into play so we can have the public hearing in play for the full council and come back to finance at the rise.
Will do. For the record, we'll pick up where we left off after the public properties. No objection to this body. I call the Finance Committee in recess.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the Public Properties Committee will meet at this time. They're just going to refer to the full council for the public hearing, which will start after 7 o'clock. Thank you.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 6:49 p.m. First item on the agenda, PCO-6-24, order on the abandonment of a portion of Cypress Street, 115 Maple Street LLC petitioners. I'm going to recommend moving to public hearing before the full council. No public discussion or comment is required, as there would be a public hearing before the council as a whole. Do I have a motion to move for public hearing?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And this item will be heard shortly after 7 o'clock, shortly after the city council opens. Okay. Second item on the agenda. This is Councilman Sinapi. So this is PCR-131-23, a resolution dedicating Barton Farm as a municipal public trust pursuant to RIGL section 45-36.1-1 et sec, and as having conservation restrictions pursuant to RIGL section 34-39-1 et sec, assessor's plat 251, lot 179, commonly known as 1351 Centerville Road. Do we have a recommendation? Request to move to the pending file. And let's see, do we have a motion to move to the pending file?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Item three, PCR-57-24, a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a use easement agreement with 115 Maple Street LLC regarding plat 283, lot 168, a portion of Dover Road. City Council Solicitor, I do not see this under public hearing. I take it that no public hearing is required for this item?
It's eligible for consideration and public input at this committee at this time.
Thank you. So we do have a little bit of time before 7 o'clock. We may not be able to finish this item, and that would be okay. But let's open this up for discussion, comments, members of the committee. Okay, I'll simply state that Dover Road, it's a paper street. There are no houses and no addresses on Dover Road. And looking over the documents as prepared by the city, I have no objection to this item. With that, I'll open it up. Any comment, members of the council? Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we have someone from the administration here to present it?
You can't hear.
Good evening. Council President, members of the board, Lydia Cruz Brea, Planning Department.
Thank you. No, I just, that's how we usually have a formal, just someone here to formally introduce it. So that's okay. That's all I was looking for. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And thank you for coming. Any comments, members of the council? Seeing none, do we have any comment from members of the public?
Is this working? Okay. Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. I think this is an excellent solution to a very common problem that we have. Just small incursions or difficulties amongst neighbors, and it avoids the whole street abandonment process, which is very elaborate. And the one place that I want to comment on this is with our airport and the Strawberry Field Road situation. That is a perfect example for where an easement would solve the problem. In fact, in that case, we have a letter from the president of RIAC suggesting an easement rather than a full abandonment. So I'm totally in favor of this. I think it's just an excellent thing to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comment, members of the public? Councilman Gebhardt.
Just a quick question, and I'll follow up on this. Maybe it's not even a question, just a statement. That we did have a very similar scenario with a property owner in Potawatomi that we talked about at the last two meetings. And I don't recall this solution as being one of the options for them. And I will just follow up on why that was not available to them, because they did go through and pay, you know, close to $10,000 for the street abandonment for a portion. So I'll follow up on that subsequent to this, but just want to put that on the record. Thanks, Lydia.
Thank you. Any further comment, whether members of this council or members of the public? I'll just put it out there, a brief comment. And I think that we have been a little lax here during this committee in allowing comment on issues that are not directly in front of us. That's always an area where we have to be careful here. But it seems that the comments were closely related to this particular item, and there was not discussion of any items that are not before us, and I'm not going to comment on any items that are not before us, and therefore there is no back and forth discussion of any of those types of items. So with that briefly said, I'll say that I think that there are some situations where an abandonment really is the most appropriate and necessary means available to the city. And I think that this particular situation, which involves a building that was placed at its current site in the year 1958, has been there ever since that point in time, and only affects a certain portion of that paper street. I think that this particular situation in front of us is a very appropriate use for there being a use easement as opposed to necessitating a road abandonment. There are different consequences to each approach, and I think that there are most definitely situations where a use easement would not be appropriate, but an abandonment would be appropriate, and vice versa. Well, since I added a comment myself, I'll give one last opportunity. Comment from members of the council or members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
There being no further business of the committee, the City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs adjourns at 6:58 p.m.
Thank you, Chairman Ricks. We will start the full council meeting in a couple minutes after 7 o'clock, and there is public comments this evening, so there is a sign-up sheet on the podium. We'll see you back here in a few minutes.